Hey, it's Cole. Welcome to this week's episode of the Artrepreneur Podcast, where every week we talk about what it means for you to make creativity your career. Today, we are going to talk about the cycle of isolation and connection. Isolation and connection. We're not saying today that one of these is bad and one of these is good. We're not saying that one is better than the other. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to look at the value of each of these two things, the value found in isolation and the value found in connection. And as we talk about these values associated with these two things, I want you to consider in your life, in your practice, in your career, in your personal life, in your life as an artist, what role is isolation playing? And are you getting enough alone time? And what role is connection playing? Are you connecting to people in a productive way? And are you extruding the value that comes from connecting? So we'll talk about kind of this cycle. We'll talk about the things that we get from each of these. And of course, there's a ton of stuff, but we're going to talk about, I think, 8 of these today. So first, with isolation, one of the things that comes through isolation of this idea of alone time is productivity. I know that for me, if I can get away and I can get alone and I can get focused, it's a really wonderful way for me to get committed time, uninterrupted time to create. And I go in with a plan. Sometimes I go in with more of a plan and sometimes I go in with less of a plan, but usually there's some sort of plan. When I go into times of solitude, of isolation, with the intention of creating, and that helps me kind of have some structure. It helps me not get distracted. It helps me not get bored. And so I want to ask you today, in this idea of isolation leading to productivity, are you finding regular time to be alone with your craft, with the expressed intention of creating? And then are you setting yourself up for success in that time by having some sort of plan? And that plan doesn't have to be, I'll take 10 minutes to do this, and I'll take 10 minutes to do that, and I'll take an hour to do this. It could be something as broad as, I want to come out with, if you're a songwriter, a verse and a chorus for a song. Or you can say, if you're a writer, I want to come out having written 1,000 words or 2,000 words. So just set yourself some broad objectives and go into that time of isolation with the intention of being productive. Now, kind of related to that, in relationship, as we look at this cycle of isolation and relationship, in isolation, we find a high level of productivity. And then in relationship, we find a sense of release. So for me, this idea is I work hard during the week, Monday through Friday. And then when it gets to the weekend, like I give that time to myself as much as possible. And it's an opportunity for me to release. And usually that happens by me making intentional plans with people that I want to spend time with. So I'll say, hey, if I'm at home on Saturday morning and I haven't made plans to spend time with people, I'm going to gravitate back toward isolation and productivity. I'm going to keep working because that's just the thing that I've been doing the last 5 days, and I probably didn't get everything done that I wanted to get done on Friday. And so I'll just use Saturday morning to catch up on some of that stuff. So what I have to do is I have to recognize the value of release that comes in the context of relationship, and I make plans with people I want to hang out with. So I get out of my house, I get away from my computer, I put my phone down, and I go to the beach, or I go to the springs, and I go canoeing, or whatever it might be. I make intentional plans with people I want to spend time with who are going to refuel me, because in this cycle of isolation and connection, it's important that while I've been isolated in a lot of ways and I've been really productive, that I cycle back around, I connect with people, and there's a sense of release and rejuvenation in the process of doing that. And then, again, cycling back to isolation, one of the things that we find in isolation is solitude. It's really good for us to be alone with our thoughts, alone with our hearts, alone with our emotions, so that we can walk through some of that stuff, so that we can cut out the noise, so that we can be focused, so that we can hear our own voices, so that we can understand who we are, So I want you to consider, are you cycling through that idea of coming to a place of isolation so that you can experience solitude, an aloneness that is productive and healthy and good? And then again, in relationship, we circle around to this idea of connection. We can't just stay in solitude and isolation all the time. We need to circle back around to connection. You and I are made for connection. Our art, when we think about this as artists, when we think about this as artists who are trying to build a creative career, so much of our content that is the inspiration for our productivity is built in the context of connection. It's built when we have a conversation with someone, or it's built when, you know, we have our heart broken, or it's built when we experience the beauty of love. So much of our health as a human, but also health as an artist, comes from circling out of isolation and back into relationship. And so we see this cycle happening, productivity and release, back to isolation with solitude, back to relationship, allowing for connection and being refueled and connected in that way that brings us health as a human and as an artist, cycling back around to isolation. In isolation, one of the values for that is originality. So are you in a place where you take all of your experiences and all of your thoughts and all of your feelings and all of your experiences, and you bring those into a moment of aloneness, a moment of isolation? And it's in those moments where we can take all of those things, parse through them, understand their relationships, and then create original work. We as artists don't want to just continually be creating things that other people are creating. We don't want to just be so inspired by somebody else's work that really all we're doing is replicating it. One of the beautiful parts of being a person and being an artist is this idea of originality. The fact that no other human who's ever lived on the face of the planet has had the same life as you had. Your life is unique. You have specific experiences, specific likes, specific dislikes, a certain level of taste, colors that you like, conversations that you've had, relational experiences that you've had. No one has had that same exact summation of experience in life. And because you have had the experience that you have had, it affords you the opportunity for originality. And that originality happens in the context of isolation. So again, are you getting alone with the specific purpose of creating original work and filtering through all of the things that you've experienced to output something that is uniquely you? And then as you do that, again, circling back around to relationship. In relationship, it's where we find inspiration. And so we will never be able to create work, a significant body of work, if we're just isolated all the time. We do need inspiration, and inspiration happens in the context of relationship. And that relationship could be a conversation that you have with another person that sparks an idea. That relationship can be even, you know, looking at another artist's work, going to a museum and looking at their work hanging on a wall. That relationship could be getting together with another artist and talking to them about process or collaborating with them to create a piece of work. It could be listening to music. It could be reading a book. All of those things connect us to another human, another artist's work. And it's in those relationships that we find inspiration. And so again, are you circling around to connection, to relationship, and finding the inspiration that allows you to go back into isolation and create original work by parsing through all of those things, taking bits and pieces of them, adding them together in a new way to create something original? And then as we circle back around to isolation, another important thing that happens, another valuable thing that happens in the context of isolation, is wrestling. We get to wrestle through ideas. We get to wrestle through our ups. We get to wrestle through our downs. We get to wrestle through our pains. We get to wrestle through our struggles. We get to wrestle through our relationships. This idea of isolation is a picture to some degree of wrestling. And I think when we think about wrestling through life, it's automatically and immediately negative. But there are really wonderful things that come from us wrestling through things on our own. It gives us grit. And grit is really helpful to develop as we continue to build our creative careers, because we're going to need grit, because there's going to be a lot of things that we come up against, a lot of things that we face, that if we don't have grit, we're going to give up. We're going to quit. We're going to walk away. We're going to say it's too hard. And when we wrestle through challenges in the context of isolation by ourselves, really putting our head into it, our hands on it, our heart to it, it develops a new habit. It gives us a new appetite to really wrestle through the difficult things. And that happens when we're willing to get in a room by ourselves and evaluate our lives, evaluate our process, evaluate our career, really look head on at where we are and who we are, and then wrestle through the parts of us and our process and our craft and our career that aren't all that beautiful. We have to do that. We have to get away and we have to evaluate and we have to do the hard and difficult work of wrestling through things that aren't the best about where we are and what we're doing. And that needs to happen. So I ask you today, are you allowing yourself to go into a place of isolation with the intention of evaluating where you are and wrestling toward a better version of that person, of that artist? And then again, circling back around to relationship, another beautiful part of relationship is help. We need help. We can't just do all of this on our own. And while there is a value to wrestling and figuring it out on our own sometimes, sometimes we also have to circle back around a relationship and recognize that we need help. We need to ask for help. And sometimes that help is personal. Sometimes that help is professional. I mean, with Creative City Project and the work that we do to produce our annual event, Immerse, it's only been made possible because of the people who have come alongside of us and helped us. The people who have believed in what we're doing, the emails that they've sent, the connections that they've made. And our team has been able to follow up on all of those things, but it was because we asked for help. And then even the scale and immensity of this giant performing and interactive arts event that we do every October, platforming 1,000 artists. I could never do that on my own. It's essential that I ask for help. There are things that I've wrestled through this year in 2019 that are just personal things that I would never have come to a place of understanding with or health in if I had just tried to handle it all on my own. It's only when I was willing to ask for help and share my burden with other people that I moved into a place of greater health. And so these things are all important, and there's so much value to isolation. At the same time, there's so much value to relationship, and we need to develop healthy cycles in our lives as humans, but also in our lives as artists as we build our creative career. And ultimately, isolation allows us to stay connected to ourselves, and then relationship allows us to connect to our tribe. Whether that's family or friends or colleagues, people in the scene, all of those things are important and they all fulfill a different role. And so again, I would love for you just to evaluate a little bit the cycle of isolation and connection in your life. Are you making space for productivity in the context of isolation? Are you making space for release and enjoyment of life in the context of relationship? Are you finding solitude that allows you to filter through your thoughts in the context of isolation? Are you connecting with people in the context of relationship? Are you creating original work and making space for originality that happens and flows from those moments of isolation? Are you circling back around to relationship where you can find inspiration? Are you circling back around to isolation and wrestling through the things you need to wrestle through? And lastly, are you circling back around to relationship to help you find the help you need? There is so much value in both of these things, and I want to encourage you to evaluate these things for yourself. As always, it's a wonderful hanging out with you. I hope this has been really helpful. If it has been, I would love for you to share it And then I'd also love to hear from you. Send me a message at Cole Nesmith, C-O-L-E-N-E-S-M-I-T-H on Instagram. We'd love to connect to you there. We'd love to see your work. Share with me what you're doing and let me know that like this has been helpful to you. That always means so much. So thanks for hanging out. See you next week.